Hi, friends. Welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. We are so excited to be on the way to Passion 2015 in Atlanta and Houston, and the cheering that you can hear in the background.
Come on.
You gotta love it when you have to cue the cheering. The cheering you hear in the background is a special treat, Brad. We've got our Passion City Church interns in the podcast headquarters today.
Come on. This is a rare occurrence.
In fact, we've never had any of our interns ever on a podcast. I mean, yeah. I think we had some Catalyst interns on a podcast once a long time ago, but
Passion City Church's interns.
But we got our own interns in the house today. Look at this, people. This is the fruit of passion right here, by the way. How many of you guys have been to a passion gathering before? Anybody? Okay, that's why you're
Good
interns,
answer.
Obviously, because if you'd said on your application that you hadn't been, we would have said, oh, God bless you. You'll be a wonderful intern somewhere else. But it's just great seeing these guys' faces right here today, because this is what we live for. This is what we're doing passion for, really, is just to influence the lives of people, Brad. It's not all about an event. It's not about a conference. We don't like to think of ourselves as being in the event business.
Right.
We are about a movement of people that are pushing Jesus to the center and changing the game of living for ourselves into the reality of living for the fame of Jesus. And that's what passion has been about. That's what it's about today. And that's what it's going to be about coming up on Passion 2015 in Atlanta 1, Atlanta 2, and Houston, Texas. I can't believe we're coming back to the Lone Star State.
Yeah.
So all these people in New Mexico and Arizona and even California, Utah, Colorado, Kansas, South Dakota, all these people can get to Passion without having to come all the way to Atlanta, Georgia. And that's a big deal for people.
Oh, absolutely. We're in the best state in the union.
Speaking
in
of somebody
opinion.
From the Lone Star State,
so it's
by
good
the way.
To be in the best state. That's why Passion's there, but it does make it a lot more available. You left out Nevada. They can come.
Nevada, thank you. Very good on the pronunciation, by the way.
And let's see.
Nevada
think
people
Nebraska
don't like to
people?
Be called Nevada, by the way.
They don't like that? They do? Nevada. Okay, so sorry to
that's
the people
okay.
of Nevada.
No, that's all right.
I mean, Nevada.
Real Nevada people are like, it's Nevada. But hello.
And then Nebraska.
Nebraska, the Cornhuskers.
Kansas.
Rolling strong.
They
Kansas.
Should be coming
Kansas.
Through.
Yes, absolutely. Iowa.
Arkansas, maybe.
Arkansas, Louisiana. I mean, let's name all the states that are around Texas. It's a big state. Passion Houston. It's going to be amazing. And by the way, we've got a special guest on the podcast today. Francis Chan is dropping by from his humble abode, and he's going to be on with us in just a few minutes. But before that, just want to remind everybody, if you're thinking about coming to Passion 2015, which I hope you are, and if you have not already registered, which I hope you have, this is the time to do that. October 3rd, the price goes up to $169, which is sounding like it's getting up there. Makes me wish people had registered when we told them to register, when it was $139. And now it's $149, and it's going up to $169. And I want people to come at the lowest price possible. So make sure you get your plans together, get your crew together. Check us out, passionconferences.com. And if you're coming to Atlanta number one, which is the 2nd through the 4th of January, you really do need to move quick, because Atlanta number one is getting tight as we speak. So that's going to be exciting. And Atlanta 2, you got a shot at that. Houston, come on, come strong. It's going to be amazing. But we're looking forward to seeing everybody at Passion 2015. When I say Francis Chan, Brad, what are the first words that come to your mind?
I'll edit a few that really came to my mind first, but then I'll go with Crazy Love.
Crazy Love. Okay, that's good.
Amazing book. What about you?
Wow, you pitched that right back to me really fast. You learned from the master. So why did you pick Crazy Love as your first one that you
well,
said?
Well, because I actually said bald, but then we edited that out, and I didn't want Francis to listen to this.
Okay, we don't really know if he's bald. We just know that he shaves his head. He could completely have hair and just prefer to have a shaved head, so could
that's
be that.
That's a good point. But I'm speaking of a guy that's struggling with the hair loss of myself. So.
Yeah, so it's mostly just something we're all working through together.
Yeah, especially me.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, Francis is coming up really soon, so I'm glad you guys are with us on the Passion Podcast today. I want to get right to our interview with Francis Chan. He's going to be joining us momentarily, so stick around. We'll be right back on the Passion Podcast.
So lay down your
So welcome back to the Passion Podcast. We're going to go right to our phone call with Francis Chan. If you don't know who Francis Chan is, I don't know how to introduce him. He is a phenomenal communicator, author, pastor, leader, but just somebody who walks with Jesus and walks out the gospel day by day. So here we go, dialing Francis up, see what happens. Here we go.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Pastor Chan. This is Louis Giglio on the Passion Podcast. We are so excited to have you on the podcast with us today. So the way it's going to work is I'm going to leave you a message. And then you'll call back and leave me a message, and I'll call back and leave you a message, and then we'll piece all that together. It'd be amazing podcast. No, just kidding. We love you. We're here. We're excited. We're ready. We've prayed and fasted. We even have our interns here today, which is a very special treat on the Passion Podcast. So we'll just give you a call back. We'll pray again. Apparently, we're not praying hard enough. So we'll pray again. We'll dial you back up. We'll talk to you soon. Look forward to it. All right, then. Well, apparently Francis might not want to talk to us today. Brad, can you text back to Francis that he was available? Make sure he is available. That's like the third time we've gotten the voicemail. So we just thought we'd let you guys hear the voicemail as well. And yes, we did have to go in really fast right there and beep out the numbers because we didn't want you to know Francis' number. But you can't get it out of the cloud if you know how to do that.
he's texting apparently. That he's calling us back.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's try one more time. Here we're coming in. Please pick up. Please.
Hello.
Francis Chan.
Hey, how's it going?
It's Louis Giglio, your friend Louis, coming to you from the Passion Podcast in Atlanta, Georgia. We are so excited. We're so excited. We got your voicemail a couple of times, which was really inspiring and pretty special. But gosh.
Are you serious? Are we live right now?
We are live right now. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, actually, we're on the air right now.
Exciting times.
Exciting times. Where did we find you in America today or some other part of the world?
I am in San Francisco and just tucked into one of the rooms here at our discipleship house. And things are going real well. It's been a good day.
Good. How's San Francisco looking today?
It is gorgeous. It's a beautiful day, probably 75 degrees, sunny. Everyone just happy and joyful. I think everyone is worshiping the Lord in San Francisco today.
I believe it. I believe it. Well, you're doing a great work out there. I'm telling you, man, to change that city and turn things around. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah. Hey, it's like the Nineveh thing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day to record like a rap video or something like that. I don't know, maybe.
Yes, that's my new life, my new calling.
I don't know if people are listening or aware or not. And we'll talk about it in just a few minutes. But you and your beautiful wife, Lisa, have a new book that's actually just coming out called You and Me Forever, which is really, really great approach to marriage. And you guys did a little promo video for it, which is pretty spectacular. Why don't you, people who haven't seen it, why don't you just describe what they're going to experience?
Oh, well, you know, Lisa and I wrote this book about, you know, just really making sure we're investing our marriages in eternal things. I mean, so often, like, single people that are on fire for the Lord get married, and then it's like they don't serve God more. It seems like they either get so ingrown or they just start fighting with each other that less and less happens for the kingdom. And so we found our marriage has been so amazing by just focusing on the mission, on the kingdom, on eternal things. And so after we wrote the book, though, we thought, man, it got kind of heavy there, and we're not really showing the fun and the life, too, of our family because, man, we're just constantly laughing. And so it wasn't a great representation. So we're like, well, let's make a video. Let's show. And we decided to make a hip-hop kind of rap video describing our marriage. And And you just have to see it. I don't think I can describe it.
Yeah, I actually have seen it. It was incredibly edifying and really built me up in my faith.
Good.
But see, I know the breakdancing Francis Chan, so I kind of had a head start. I think a lot of people are like, oh, this guy's like a serious pastor with a big message, and I'm like, oh no, this guy can spin on his head on a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't do any of that on the video. I'm a little too old for that now, but that was one of the most fun projects that Lisa and I have ever done. She blew me away. I didn't know she could rap. I knew she could sing, but didn't know she had that much attitude, even after 20 years.
Yeah.
But it was so natural.
Where can people find the video? Is there like a website for the book where they can see the video?
If you go to youandmeforever.org,
okay.
youandmeforever.org,
that's where you can see this promo video of Francis and Lisa Chan doing some serious rapping and singing and performing. It's pretty spectacular. But I just got the book. Thank you, by the way. You were kind enough to send some our way, and we've been away on break for a little while, but when I arrived yesterday, they were sitting on my desk. I can't wait to dig in. And, you know, just letting you know too, Francis, we got some special guests in the studio here today. We've got the Passion City Church interns on the Passion Podcast. So they're like, they're just in the room. So they were very quiet when we said that. I guess they don't want to be heard out there. There we go. We got a little bit of life.
Wow.
But we just came out of a time talking about how it's a game changer for us to come to this idea that life is really all about the glory of God. And
Amen.
That our lives, whether single or married, are to be leveraged for something that's far greater than ourselves. And for you to write a book and talk about marriage, and I love that you said marriage in light of eternity is the subtitle. And so mostly what you're talking about is it's not all about the marriage. It's all about making the marriage all about Jesus.
Yes. I mean, it's like everything else in our lives. When we put Jesus at the center, everything comes together. And that's what I've seen in my family, where I just, oh gosh, if we just focus on each other, we just end up fighting, because I bug Lisa, Lisa will bug me. You know how it is. I mean, you might not, because you and Shelly don't fight. But for us, it's just the more we just focus on what we want from the other person, it's going to drive us crazy. And yet when we both so agree on Jesus, I completely agree on Jesus, that he deserves everything, like everything. And when we live that way, man, it just causes us to love each other so much more, enjoy each other so much more. Same with the family, just watching my girls, just leading people to the Lord, ministering. It just makes me love them more. Every time I see my wife, like, reach out and love people, it makes me love her more. And it's almost like the unity of the family was a byproduct of focusing on his kingdom first and on the supremacy of Christ.
I love that. We, you know, trying to keep reinforcing that root of passion. And that's why I honestly am still excited about Passion 2015, even after 18 years of gathering people under this banner, is because I really still believe that the best gift that we can give anyone in life, including ourselves, is this idea that it's really not all about me, but it's really all about Jesus. And my life matters the most when my life matters for him. And that's a crazy idea for a lot of Christians.
Yeah. Sadly, it is. I mean, to me, it's like, well, that should be the very foundation of our faith and understanding what it means to follow Jesus, is saying, look, I don't want to be about me anymore. I don't want to center this around me anymore. I want my life to be built around him, because he's so worthy, and because of everything that he's done and what he sacrificed for us. And so I could see why you wouldn't be bored of this theme, because it's not about a methodology. It's not about something that's going to come and go. We're talking about making Christ first, which from the day one of creation till the new earth, it's not a fad. That's what it's all about.
I love it. Hey, and by the way, I have to just be honest. Shelley and I do fight, and I want to make sure everybody knows that. We had a huge fight just a couple of days ago. I was thinking that we were going to fast for 21 days, and she kept saying, no, we're going to fast for 15 days. And I was like, no, it's 21. And she was like, it's 15. And we had the biggest fast fight I've ever seen before. But finally, I submitted. And she submitted, we mutually submitted together to God, and we did the 21-day fast, and then we did the 15-day fast, and we felt like it's made our marriage so much stronger because of that. So I just want people to know, we're real, we're real. We're just like, we're out there, you know, dealing with it. Just like
wow.
But you know, the reality is that marriage is hard, Francis, and I think that I think sometimes we undersell the hardship of marriage when we're telling people how great it is, and it is great.
Yeah.
But it's also challenging because I know for me, if I were married to me, that would be the most challenging thing I would ever do in life. You know,
I would have a hard time being married to you.
It would be complicated on a lot of different levels, and me introducing you at Passion would be weird. It'd be weird. But you know, and so I think that we've got to really champion this idea that marriage is a work in progress. Yeah. And that God is in us, and He's sufficient in us to even allow us to experience, I think, something that's worth all of the work that goes into it. And that's when you look back and you see what God has done over years and years of time.
Yeah, you know, and I totally, totally agree. And, you know, my heart breaks over couples that are just struggling, in so many ways, but there's this other side where there can be so much life, so much joy in marriage. And I think a lot of times I'm meeting more and more singles that are like afraid of marriage because they're not seeing the positive side. I think in the church we have done a pretty good job as of late just talking about the real struggles and how difficult it can be. And I think they see how difficult it can be. But man, there's also this joy that, I mean, God created this and it was brilliant. I don't know that anything could have humbled me more. Just the way He orchestrates things then comes parenting, which humbles you even more. And it's like, gosh, I don't know how we can learn some of these things. Obviously the Apostle Paul and many other great single people. But for me, I almost needed that just to break, humble me and show me my own selfishness and help me to grow in those areas. And the result is just, I mean, it's life, it's joy, which all His commands lead to.
I love it. You guys are out in San Francisco. You're in a pretty interesting cultural dynamic out there. And you always, I've got some story because you're out among people. You're with people all the time and you're watching God work in people's lives. I just love if you got a story for us today of some way that God's worked in these last few weeks, just right around you and they would encourage all of us as we're trying to reach out to the cities that we're in.
Totally. You know, 4 weeks ago, we got a message that a gal needed a place to live, 16 years old, real rough background and a real tough situation. And, you know, so my wife and I, we prayed about it and we decided to take her in, which, you know, understand there's already 10 people living at our house and, it's not a real big place, but we took this gal in a little bit nervous. My second oldest daughter just fasted and prayed before this gal came in, knowing that she'd be one to minister to her. And I tell you, within 4 weeks, she has become like one of my own daughters. And social worker asked, you know, how long can she stay here? And I told her, look, you can stay here till you get married. You're part of the family now. And the look on her face and the shock and the joy she's brought into our home and the trends, this is just what Christ has done in her life. But that the greatest moment was, as I was telling her that and seeing her face light up, I just really felt the Lord, like, to saying to me, like, Francis, you know, you still sometimes struggle with insecurity. Here you are as a human being, and you're willing to look at someone and say, look, I'll take you as my daughter. Whatever is mine is yours. I'll embrace you to that extent. Why would you ever question that the God of the universe, that my love for you would be any less? You think, Francis, you're my son. What's mine is yours. I've adopted you. Where did you think this love came from, you know, that I put in you? It was from me. And so that moment of just going, wow, I get to be a reflection of God right now.
Yeah, so
what
great.
An absolute rush. There's no greater privilege to go, wow, I tasted an ounce of what God has done for us. And it's just made me more in love with God, more secure in the Lord. It's added to our family just more joy, seeing what's happened in this young gal's life, whom we just absolutely adore now. So, yeah, that's the first thing that comes to my mind right now.
That's so strong. That's so strong. A lot of people listening, you know, right now are, they're tuned in for a lot of different reasons. Maybe they saw Francis Chan's going to be a guest on this podcast, or they're just tracking with us on the way to Passion 2015. But there are a lot of people listening right now that are, they just identified with what you were saying. They were feeling like, you know, even though they've heard it a million times, they still have a hard time believing, you know, that God yeah. really is for them, that he has completely leveraged himself mm-hmm. for their well-being. And that he accepts them and embraces them and adopts them right now. And a lot of people, you know, there's just maybe this cloud over them that that's true for everybody else, but it's not true for you. And I think some people even were sensing when you said that, I wish I could be that girl and I could mm-hmm. be in an environment like that and someone could make that choice mm-hmm. and speak that over me. But we're in mm-hmm. that environment, right? Because God has mm-hmm. made that choice and he's taken yeah. us in and he's loved us. So how would you encourage somebody right now that's saying, Francis, that's me. I'm struggling mm-hmm. believing that today.
Yeah, yeah. I would just say, look, Satan has used that in my life off and on for as long as I can remember. So here I am 30-something years into this journey of Christianity. I'm a lot older than that. But of knowing Jesus, and yet Satan still uses that in my life to throw doubt in there, like, oh, you're not good enough, you know, and he clouds my hearing of the word. And yet the scriptures say that, you know, like in Romans 8, that there's something in our spirit, like somehow the Holy Spirit does cry out, Abba, Father. There's this deep part of me inside, amidst all the lies, there's this deep, deep side inside of me that is able to call out to God and call him Daddy. And I don't know how to describe that. I know when I read Romans 8, I go, that's it. That's what I feel. I can't describe it, but amidst the lies, I still get that truth in there. He really is a father to the fatherless. And something in my spirit knows that he loves me, he adores me, and he reminds me, even through circumstances like this, circumstances in life where he just reminds me, Francis, get that out again. You heard Satan again. You let that in. You let that insecurity in. You've got to fight that and catch those lies and kick them out of your mind. But we have a loving God who will remind you. And I think the very reason that you are listening right now is God led you to this. And out of his love for you, he said you were starting to do it again, you know? And here Francis is to remind you, look, it's nothing you do. And I spent my whole childhood trying to, you know, get my dad to love me, and he never did. And so it was just this, I'm striving for something. And we can naturally transfer that and onto God. And it's just, he's just not that way. His scriptures speak to the contrary of that. And we need to just trust his word. And I do. I pray and say, God, help me with my disbelief. Help me with any insecurity that I have, because it's not healthy and doesn't help others when I'm stuck in that. And so just remind me of your love. Give me greater, greater faith so that I don't ever minister out of insecurity, but out of this overflow of, gosh, the Lord's my shepherd. The Lord is my father. I just don't need anything else. he's told me that everything that belongs to Christ belongs to me. And I'm his inheritance. What a rush. One day we're going to be together with him. I'm going to see him face to face, and I won't need the faith anymore. And he's going to embrace me because of what Christ did on the cross for me.
That's it. That's the truth. And that's real for every one of us today. And, you know, that's the struggle of faith, is to really lean into the reality of what Jesus has already made available to us. And I love that you always come, Francis, from that place of honesty. I think people who hear you speak always know you're going to be vulnerable. You're going to be real. You're going to speak out of that real place and into that same place in their lives. And I love that we've had this chance to do this journey together called Passion. It's been a lot of years and we're still on it. And the fact that we're still around is pretty amazing. But the fact that we get to still do this together is pretty special. And people don't know, Francis is going to be with us for Atlanta number one, which is our first event of the year, and coming up on January the 2nd. Here in Atlanta, and it's going to be pretty incredible way to kick off the new year. In fact, if you're thinking about coming to Atlanta number one, you might want to go ahead and get your ducks in a row, because Atlanta number one is going to close out at some point. And then Francis is going to be back with us in Houston, Texas, for our third Passion Gathering of the new year. And it's going to be pretty amazing. January 30th, going through into February on that Super Bowl weekend, Francis. So I hate to get right on top of your Super Bowl plans, but we're glad you're going to be with us for that in Houston. If you could tell somebody out there, it's like, hey, I've heard of Passion. All I know is a bunch of people show up in these arenas, and that's really kind of all I know about it. Everybody goes, but we know more about it than that. And if you could maybe in a sentence or two tell people, what is Passion about? What is it that they're going to experience while they are there? And why is it worth the effort for them to be a part of something like Passion? What would you say to them?
Yeah. Oh, wow. In a couple of sentences, I would say Passion is a gathering of university students, some of whom understand that their whole lives should revolve around Jesus, their creator, who loved them and saved them and put his spirit in them, and that life is amazing when we put him at the center. And then there's others who are exploring that truth, and they get to be surrounded by others who have found the fulfillment and the life that's in Christ, and have seen through all the lies that the enemy has tried to tell, that steals and kills and destroys. And so it's all of us gathering together and just worshiping Jesus. And I've seen people's lives change. I've seen them change their direction for their futures. But at the end of the day, it's hard to say exactly what happens there, because God has a different plan for each person. We just get together and worship him, seek his presence, just bow down before him, and just let him have his way with us. And it ends up leading us in a lot of different directions, but all in conformity to the person of his son.
So great. So great. I know that you weren't thinking today when we hooked up this podcast that it was going to be a promo for your book, because you're not really all about that necessarily. But I do want to encourage people again today to check out this new book from Francis and Lisa Chan. And it's called You and Me Forever, Marriage in Light of Eternity. And Francis, you know, what's kind of cool is that I think it might not be a bad idea for some of the young, single, college-age people listening to the podcast today to get the book and to go ahead and check it out. I don't think that you have to wait to be married to read a book about marriage and understand kind of what God's purposes and plans are. So thanks for another incredible resource for people, for the church, for me and for us. And I encourage everybody listening today to check it out. youandmeforever.org is where you're going to have your life changed by this fantastic rap video featuring Francis and his wife, Lisa, and some of their friends. And that's going to be special enough, but then go ahead and get a copy of the book as well. Francis, I feel like I got to be in San Fran for just a little bit today. I feel just like for just a few minutes, I got to be in one of the great cities of America. We love you so much. Thank you for being on with us today. We're looking forward to seeing you in Atlanta and in Houston for Passion 2015.
All right. Thanks, Louis.
Yeah, give our love to Lisa, all the family. We'll talk to you soon.
I will. Okay, thanks. See you guys.
I love talking to Francis Chan. I mean, it's so incredible. Every time you talk to him, it doesn't matter when it is, he's going to give you a real life gospel story. He's going to tell you not just I talk about the gospel, but so something happened, an opportunity came up, we prayed about it, we stepped into it in faith, and here's how God has moved, and here's how God has worked. And it always challenges me, always encourages me to say yes to God, to step into those moments, to make my life available to what God's doing around me at any given moment, to be a part of that unfolding story. And I love what he talked about today of just that one phrase. He said, I've tried to get my dad's approval all my life, but I never got it. And I know that phrase marked a lot of us listening today, because a bunch of us are in that same position today. Some of you are just celebrating amazing fathers. They loved you. They supported you. They rallied around you all of your life. And some of you just felt the blow of that. Even when he said it, you said, that's me. I've tried my whole life to get this guy to tell me that I'm good, that I'm okay, that he loves me, that he's for me. And maybe that opportunity has passed and maybe it doesn't look like it's going to emerge for you. But I just want to say to you again today that God has revealed himself through Jesus primarily in Scripture as a father. And he is God and he is Lord and he is creator and he is awesome in power. He is the majestic glory, but he also can be known to us as Abba, as our Father. And that's the way he is revealing himself to you, not the reflection of your earthly dad, but the perfection of your earthly dad, everything you always wanted your dad to be. That's the relationship we get to have with him. Francis reminded us of that today, and I just want to speak that over every person listening today. You are loved by God. You are chosen by him. He loves you and is for you, and he wants to adopt you into his family and say, you can stay with me forever, sons and daughters of God. We love you guys. So glad to be with you today. Great sharing these few moments together with Francis and with all of you guys on the Passion Podcast. Don't forget, October 3rd, that's the next price break. You want to make sure you've got all your stuff rolling before October 4th. So you get the best price possible, and it goes until midnight on October 3rd. This is always a confusing thing. Some of our Passion team is here. People think, oh, is that the midnight going into October 3rd? No, it's the midnight coming out of October 3rd. So all the way up to the 2nd, it's October 4th. You can still register at the lowest price. We look forward to seeing all you guys in Atlanta or Houston or next time on the Passion Podcast.